Let's read together 2 Chronicles chapters 15 and 16. Now in these chapters we have the continuing record of King Asa of Judah, both his good years and his bad years at the end of his life. Let's begin by reading chapter 15. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." For a long time, Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found by them. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. And he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. Then he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those who dwelt with them from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, for they came over to him in great numbers from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered together at Jerusalem in the third month in the 15th year of the reign of Asa. And they offered to the Lord at that time 700 bulls and 7,000 sheep from the spoil they had brought. Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Then they took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpets and ram's horns. And all Israel rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul. And he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest all around. Also he removed Maacah, the mother of Asa, the king, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. And Asa cut down her obscene image, then crushed and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was loyal all his days. And there was no war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Let's consider a few background notes for this chapter. In 2 Chronicles chapter 14, we read of King Asa's early reforms and of his great victory over the Ethiopians who had attacked the kingdom of Judah. All of this blessing was because Asa was a good king and walking with the Lord in obedience to God's word. Now here in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, we see that the Lord sent the prophet Azariah to Asa to confirm that as long as King Asa continued to follow the Lord, he and the nation of Judah would be blessed. But if he and his kingdom were to forsake the Lord, then the Lord would have to forsake them. In verses 3 through 6, Azariah used the period of the judges as the perfect example of these biblical principles. If you follow the Lord, you will be victorious and blessed. But if you forsake the Lord, you will be defeated and unblessed. Our doctrinal point for 2 Chronicles chapter 15 is as follows. There is reward for your work. There is reward for your work. This doctrinal point comes right from the prophet Azariah's exhortation in verse 7. "But you, be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." As a result of Azariah's challenging message from the Lord, Asa renewed his reform, and we see from verse 8 that he even removed the idolatry from the cities of Ephraim. That would be beyond Judah in the northern kingdom of Israel. In verse 9, we see that many of the godly from the northern tribes had defected and migrated south to be in the kingdom of Judah, where the temple of the Lord was located in Jerusalem. In verses 12 and 13, we read of their covenant before the Lord. It included the commitment to execute anyone who persisted in the worship of false gods. This was based on the laws contained in Deuteronomy chapter 13. In verse 16, we see that Asa removed his mother or grandmother from the prestigious position of being queen mother because of her idolatry. God must come before even family when there is a conflict, then and today. Now, there is no contradiction between verse 17 here, which says the high places were not removed, and verse 5 of chapter 14, which says the high places were removed. In chapter 14, it is referring to the high places of Judah, while here in chapter 15, it is referring to the high places of all Israel. What was the reward for King Asa's reform work? Verse 15, and the Lord gave them rest all around. And verse 19, and there was no war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. There is reward for Asa's work for the Lord, and there is reward for every believer today who does work for the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. There is reward for your work. Now, what about practical application? Remember God's mirror image rule. Remember God's mirror image rule. Now, how many of you have ever heard of God's mirror image rule? Well, it's found here in verse 2. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Is this rule in operation today? Of course it is. Look at our nation, for example. There was a time when we wanted God in our classrooms and courts and cities, and the Lord was with us. But God has been asked to leave, and he does not stay where he's not wanted. Would he return to bless our nation once again if we turned back to him? Of course he would. Remember God's mirror image rule. Let's continue reading 2 Chronicles chapter 16, beginning with verse 1. In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought silver and gold from the treasuries of the house of the Lord and of the king's house and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. See, I have sent you silver and gold. Come, break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me. Now it happened when Baasha heard it that he stopped building Ramah and ceased his work. Then King Asa took all Judah, and they carried away the stones and timber of Ramah, which Baasha had used for building, and with them he built Geba and Mizpah. At that time, Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, because you have relied on the king of Syria and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand. Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars. Then Asa was angry with the seer and put him in prison, for he was enraged at him because of this. And Asa oppressed some of the people at that time. And in the 39th year of his reign, Asa became diseased in his feet, and his malady was severe. Yet in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but the physicians. So Asa rested with his fathers. He died in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in his own tomb, which he had made for himself in the city of David. And they laid him in the bed, which was filled with spices and various ingredients prepared in a mixture of ointments. They made a very great burning for him. Let's consider a couple of background notes for this chapter. At this time, King Baasha of the northern kingdom of Israel fortified the city of Ramah, which was a border town, actually in Benjamin's tribal territory. King Asa turned to Israel's enemy, Ben-Hadad of Syria. He turned to Ben-Hadad for help. He even took money from the Lord's treasury to pay this pagan king. The plan worked. Baasha stopped his work and went back home, and Asa took the building materials and used them to fortify his own border cities. It certainly looked like successful strategy on the part of Asa. But from God's perspective, it was sinful strategy. And that brings us to our doctrinal point for 2 Chronicles chapter 16. The Lord looks for those he can support. The Lord looks for those he can support. Listen to what the prophet Hanani said to King Asa in verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. Hanani reminded Asa how God had delivered the Ethiopians into his hand, even though Asa had been greatly outnumbered by men in chariots. Couldn't God do it again? Of course he could. But Asa went and relied on a pagan king instead of relying on the Lord. Verses 7 and 8. There was no way that God could support such a move on the part of King Asa, turning to the pagan king Ben-Hadad of Syria for help. As a result, Asa would reap the consequences. The end of verse 9. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars. You know, the eyes of the Lord still run to and fro throughout the whole earth looking for those he can support. Can he support us? Are we trusting him for our protection and security? Or are we turning to someone else or something else as our hope? Are we looking to the world and secular sources for our well-being? I know some specific cases where Christians are doing exactly that. They will be disappointed in the end. The Lord cannot support us when we are not depending on him. The Lord looks for those he can support. What about practical application from 2 Chronicles 16? Let's finish strong. Let's finish strong. We see at the end of this chapter that Asa did not finish strong. He didn't turn to idolatry as some of the other kings did, but he was bitter towards the Lord as evidenced by his anger towards the Lord's prophet Hanani. In fact, he threw this servant of the Lord in prison, and in his anger and bitterness toward the Lord, he oppressed the people. How sad. As a result, the Lord struck him with a disease of the feet. And even then, Asa would not look to the Lord, but only to the physicians. By the way, the Bible is not teaching here that consulting doctors is wrong or that all disease is disciplinary sickness from the Lord. No. Asa's sin was that he did not look to the Lord even when the Lord gave him a second chance. Asa died and was buried in Jerusalem. The great burning in verse 14 does not indicate cremation. As far as the record goes, Asa died embittered towards God, like many Christians die today. They are bitter towards God because of the loss of a loved one or a major defeat in their lives. They never forgive God, and as a result, they do not finish strong. How much better to finish strong in the Lord? Let's finish strong.